Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. Ford has scaled back some of its EV plans. The company says it will reduce spending on EVs and scrap plans for an electric three-row SUV. So, Keith, what are they doing? What's behind all this?
Yeah, it's a real overhaul to their EV strategy. You know, they just haven't been able to make any money on electric vehicles. They expect to lose as much as $5.5 billion this year in their EV unit. So they are, as you said, scrapping the electric SUV. They are pushing back an electric pickup truck. And they're coming with a smaller electric pickup truck in 2027 that will be more affordable, because one of the key roadblocks to EV acceptance has been affordability and range anxiety.
I was thinking that's exactly something that I would be more interested in than, say, a three-row SUV.
Right. So they're trying to find the EV buyers where they live. And so far, the sort of expensive over $50,000 offerings just aren't cutting it. They also recognize that EVs need to be on par with regular vehicles in terms of price. So they have this what they call Skunk Works operation going on out there in California, developing this EV platform that is supposed to be more affordable. The first product from them is this mid-sized pickup truck that'll come in 2027, but they're also working on a small SUV and a car as well.
Now, this shift is going to cost them a pretty penny.
Right. So, you know, just canceling this three-row SUV is going to cost them close to $2 billion, $400 million charge up front, and then another $1.5 billion as they go. So, you know, they really had built up quite a capacity for making EVs, thinking that this was going to really take over the market. And the slowdown in EV sales is very real. And now they're trying to pivot to different powertrains, especially hybrids. And that could end up being the powertrain for the three-row SUV. They are specifically looking at this kind of hybrid called an extended range hybrid that is more electric vehicle than it is traditional vehicle.
Yeah, it's like training wheels, right? You know, you kind of want to go the EV, but you don't quite want to go all the way.
Right. People are worried that they'll run out of juice. They're not interested in the hassle of charging on the road because there aren't as many chargers as there are gas stations, for example. So if you can get some in-between solution, like these extended range electric vehicles that have really taken off in China and are going to start coming to the United States next year, that may be the sort of sweet spot that people are looking for.
Yeah, it feels like the cleaner angle just has to be second nature. I'm not entirely sure at some point that you're going to get that many people to convert if it's going to be that much more expensive. Now, like you said, if it's going to be costing the same amount and they're not going to have to worry so much about where am I going to, you know, charge my vehicle, then they might be much more willing to say, you know, okay, I'm just going to give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, mainstream buyers are very pragmatic. They're not driven by ideology. They're driven by give me a car that gets me from point A to point B in comfort. Don't inconvenience me. Don't penalize me. So they want something that, yes, is good for the planet, but also is good for them and their family. And that's why you're seeing sales of hybrids really take off, whereas the EVs have really slowed down.
And it's going to help that they make their own batteries.
Yeah, so and they're reorganizing their battery sourcing as well so they can build more of them in the United States. That will make them qualify for the IRA tax benefits, both the manufacturing benefits and the consumer tax credit of up to $7,500 a vehicle. So that should also help stimulate sales and will improve the profitability of their electric vehicles. I talked to Ford's CEO, Jim Farley, and he says the new mantra is that any electric vehicle they produce has to be profitable in its first year on the market.
I believe that investors might be liking this.
Yeah, well, the stock has been up today. They do like this because, you know, spending so much money on electric vehicles that are losing billions is not a winning strategy. So they're glad that Ford is, you know, sort of taking a course correction here and trying to find a way to have a mix of powertrains. You know, traditional internal combustion engine vehicles are still going to be around for a long time, the various forms of hybrid, and yes, still EVs. They're not completely backing away here. They're just recalibrating.
Thanks for the reporting, Keith. That is Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.